It looks like our chief negotiator may have overstepped his bounds. The result, we're back to square one at Kennedy Airport in New York. I'm David Leslie, American Contemporary Radio. Since her husband, ballet star Alexander Gudinov, was granted asylum in the U.S. Thursday, the U.S. wants to be sure ballerina Ludmila Vlasova really wants to return to Russia. So her plane has been grounded at Kennedy Airport in New York for the last 2 days, with Vlasova and 72 other Russians still aboard. This morning, it looked like there might be a compromise offer when Deputy U.N. Ambassador Donald McHenry seemed to back off an earlier U.S. requirement.
It is not absolutely necessary that she get off the plane. That's the most desirable way, but there are other alternatives which we have suggested to them.
But this afternoon, a State Department spokeswoman said policy has not changed.
It has not. We continue to seek an interview with Ms. Vlasova in a non-coercive environment off the plane where she can freely express to us her desires on this matter.
So we're back to square one, in effect. ABC's George Strait says President Carter is being kept informed of developments at Camp David and is actively involved in the negotiations. A congressman says we could avoid a shortage of heating oil this winter. That story coming up.
Love your hair. Love your hair.
You'll love your hair with Wella Balsam Conditioner because strong hair is beautiful hair. And Wella Balsam's special formula actually helps build new strength into each strand for beautiful, healthy-looking hair. What's more, Wella Balsam is almost totally oil-free, so your hair never looks greasy. Try Wella Balsam Conditioner and try Wella Balsam New Oil-Free Deep Conditioner. You'll love your hair.
Here's Russo and Barnett for Proper pH Medicated Acne Cleanser.
Who's in here?
A vampire. I just flew in.
Don't come near me. I have acne.
Ah, use Proper pH Cleanser. Satisfaction guaranteed for a cleaner, clearer complexion.
Do I use Proper pH Cleanser on the whole face?
Yes, and don't forget the neck.
You're cute.
Proper pH Cleanser. If not satisfied in 3 days, send Proper pH the bottle cap and get your money back. For extra stubborn acne, make that extra effort. Use Porox 7, extra strength plus soothing emollients.
Congressman Les Aspin of Wisconsin has found in a study that industry and private homes may have stockpiled 1 billion gallons of heating oil from purchases a year ago so that we might avoid a shortage this winter. An Energy Department spokesman says Aspin's estimate sounds like a rough calculation and that the department is studying the matter too. Unless oil consumption goes down, petroleum prices will continue to go up, according to the Oil and Gas Journal. It also says worldwide production of crude set a record for the first 6 months of the year, an average of nearly 62 million barrels a day. But the journal says there's no assurance the pace will be kept up for the rest of the year. There are 100 to 150 purported gasoline-saving devices on the market today. Guess how many actually do the job? Very few, according to Larry Kahn, a lawyer for the Federal Trade Commission. And what's more, Kahn says,
if there are claims that the device is government approved or EPA approved, this simply is not the case. Neither the government nor the EPA has approved any of these devices as increasing fuel economy. However, the California Air Resources Board does give its approval to devices provided they don't adversely affect emissions.
And Kahn cautions that just because a device is U.S. patented, it does not mean it is government approved. There's a low-pressure area building up in the area of that runaway Mexican oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's cause for concern along the South Texas shores.
We get strong winds that blow toward shore. They literally can lift the oil out of their northerly current flow and blow it onto the shoreline all along the Texas coastline. So we're hoping that the weather holds as it has for the past few weeks.
In Corpus Christi, Texas, that's Roger Meacham of the Environmental Protection Agency. Officials are using sand to fill the Cedar Bayou to protect the winter home for most of the world's 100 whooping cranes. Funeral arrangements are pending for bandleader Stan Kenton, who died in Hollywood yesterday, 1 week after suffering a stroke. Kenton was 67. Two of five people wounded in a sniper attack in Honolulu last night are reported in serious condition today. The suspect, paroled mental patient Robert Miller, was booked today for investigation of attempted murder in connection with that incident. I'm David Leslie, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.